After that failed military coup in Turkey, critics of the government are hunkered down, keeping quiet, and many are scared. Tens of thousands of people accused of involvement in the coup have been detained or lost their jobs. NPR's Peter Kenyon did manage to find a few willing to speak out about the Turkish president's ongoing crackdown.
Many outside Turkey were perplexed to see President Recep Tayyip Erdogan respond to the failed coup not only by purging the military of coup sympathizers, but by instantly dismissing some 20,000 teachers and firing masses of employees in the Ministry of Education. One person who wasn't surprised is Asla Odman. A lecturer at Mimar Sinan University, Odman says academics have been feeling the government's wrath for some time now. Earlier this year, some 2,000 academics signed a petition calling for an end to the conflict with Kurdish militants in Turkey's southeast. Dozens of signatories were sacked, and many were investigated for spreading what the government called terrorist propaganda. Odman says in a militarized society, eruptions of violence can take many forms.
The responsibility of the state is to protect lives, and it was the irony of history that those generals who bombed cities in the Kurdish regions and who attacked civilian lives did the same thing on the Bosphorus Bridge.
The bridge was the scene of dramatic clashes with troops opening fire on civilians. Odman says the state of emergency may be raising eyebrows among Turkey's allies abroad, but as far as she's concerned, it's just an escalation of what the government was up to well before the coup attempt.
We were just criticizing the state as their citizens, and this is how where we are now in a declared state of emergency that just put the name on what was going on in Turkey since June last year.
Such criticism was missing from Sunday's huge anti-coup rally in Istanbul, where opposition parties joined in the condemnation of the attempted coup. That rally was organized by the main secular opposition, the Republican People's Party, or CHP. Still, some opposition members are worried about where the country may be heading. At an Istanbul tea house not far from the rally site, CHP lawmaker Sezgin Tanrıkulu eyes a small glass of strong Turkish tea and says at first he hoped the opposition's strong support for Erdogan during the coup attempt would lead to a more inclusive, tolerant government. But he says that's not happening.
Until you put down the threat of a coup, there's some justification for suspending civil rights. But they need to safeguard the crucial ones, the right to a fair trial, due process, and so far it doesn't look like they will. We have over 13,000 arrested, more than 50,000 dismissed from public sector jobs, and I think there's more to come.
I asked Tanrıkulu if he himself could come under attack for speaking out. He smiles ruefully and pulls a paper from his jacket. He's just received a summons to appear and give testimony in a case charging him with insulting President Erdogan. Academic Asla Odman is also facing a criminal investigation, but both say they'll keep fighting for what's left of Turkish democracy. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.